Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. It's pretty crazy.
I don't think it's a knock on Steve, though.
No, but you're with me. What he's been able to navigate so far, and I think you're thinking what I'm thinking. I think they're going to be 4-0 after this week, and this is one of the best coaching jobs ever. Like, for a first month of a season, it's been incredible. What are you looking at?
I just got a notification.
What?
A 9 a.m. Google Calendar notification.
What?
Do you know whose birthday is today?
Who?
Bring him in.
Carter?
Matt Steinmetz.
What? No.
No wonder he's in such
birthday?
A good move. Open the door.
Steiny, get in
my
here.
My calendar just notified me on my watch.
Where's he at? Oh, he's probably doing a show meeting right now. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco.
It's his birthday?
An Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the Fantasy app.
Go, Steiny.
From the Laughing Monk
it's
Studios.
It's your birthday.
Well, he's going to be joining us in 45 minutes at the crossover.
Oh, that's right.
I was
going to
say, just what he wants, more airtime.
I mean, he'll be with us. Hey,
perfect.
We'll do
present.
It in 45 minutes.
Just what he wants.
45 more
he's
minutes.
He's the anti-Stephen A. Smith.
Well, he's
in fact, I'd like to work less and get paid exactly the same.
You think he'll, like, who do you think Steiny would say he has more faith in right now as a head coach? Is it Steve Kerr or is it Kyle Shanahan?
If Steiny was an NFL head coach, who would he be?
Belichick.
I don't think so.
No, he'd be Belichick.
Brian Daboll?
No. Daboll, like, looks horrible, by the way. Looks awful. Whatever I'm seeing at the presser.
I was just going.
No, like I'm like not like that. He's like an ugly person. Like you can see like the life draining from his soul.
That's
the New York Giants have just destroyed his confidence. Oh my God!
If Goo is a coach, he might be Man Campbell.
Yeah, but he has a smile on his face. Who's like a quirky NFL head coach that like you just gotta love?
Goo is Mike McDaniel.
No, he's too quirky. That's too much. Hell no. Although they are both black, so that's good. If we're gonna go there. Mike McDaniel, what? If you're just doing, he's a brother.
Yes, but don't he's black.
That man, you know, see, there you go.
Who would you be?
Shane Steichen.
Does he have a schnoz? Whoever's got a big
he
nose.
Does. You'd be LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur. No, yeah. He's too clean. He gets no. You know, that's Nash Solomon is Matt LaFleur. That's a deep cut, by the way. LaFleur gets very upset very quickly. Have you noticed that about him?
Yeah.
He's got. Little man syndrome, and I don't have
so
that.
Lucas.
No, let's fight on university.
Dude, he's so much more well kept than Lucas.
Good point.
Who'd Shasky be if he was a head coach?
McVay or Pete Carroll?
Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen?
No way.
Duval.
That's so disrespectful.
Honestly, the way that he was yelling at Trevor on the sideline, it's like you yelling from the stands. Not a bad comp. See, Sean doesn't get that angry on the sidelines, Joe. He doesn't get that angry. Honestly, you know who I'm thinking Steiny is as a head coach?
Andy Reid.
No, Kyle Shanahan.
Andy
No, it's Kyle Shanahan. He could be a little funny. He could be a little, some dry humor. He gets very upset, though.
And very particular about personnel.
Yes. You know what? Steiny is Shanahan.
And he has to have the play sheet?
Yes.
Matt Shanmetz?
Yeah, he has to.
And he's very worried about who his assistants are.
And he does this all the time. I hear this all the time when I'm listening back. I'm heading back over the bench. You know Shanahan's doing on the sideline whenever Pinheiro or Moody's missing the kick.
When you're in that Steiny doghouse.
No, you don't want to be in that. Well, Goo's been in that for years.
Goo built it.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
I kind of like this as comps. Who's you said Daboll. I think Dibbs is Daboll, right?
Same hairstyle.
Carter laughing as Sam cracks the mic.
So who's Willard then? Do we do Willard? I was looking for Steiny, by the way.
Optimistic?
I can't find him.
Who's the most optimistic head coach in the NFL
well,
right now?
That's got to be Pete Carroll.
Yeah,
smartest head coach,
he's too old, though. He's too old. Maybe Kevin O'Connell.
I mean, Pete Carroll actually acts younger than Mark Willard, so I don't think we could use that one.
No.
McVay's a really optimistic dude.
That's not a knock on Willard. No, I don't see McVay.
I like Kevin O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell's a good one.
I think Willard, he'd take that.
Doesn't like young players.
Well, no, he does. He went to J.J. McCarthy and then immediately pivoted to Carson Wentz. And this is real Vikings football.
Good Sirianni? That's what people are suggesting?
Someone in the chat said Willard is Jim Harbaugh.
No.
Nobody is smarter than me.
No, definitely not. I would not. No. Harbaugh's his own. No one could come close to that guy. I love Steiny as Shanahan, by the way. I'm taking that one. You said him Shane Steichen because he's got a big nose. I kind of respect that. That's fine.
Well, that's why I laughed is because whoever said Dayball for Dibs, he looks just like him.
That's so mean.
That is. No, Dibs would take offense to that. Who's our coach at 95.7 the most like? Who's Nahegan?
Oh, man, that's a great question.
I know he's loving this segment, by the way. I actually think it's fun. I love this. 888-957-9570.
He's Dan Campbell.
Roger Goodell.
No.
Oh, no.
He's Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn.
Oh, Dan Quinn's a good one.
Yeah.
I like Dan Quinn.
Mike Tomlin.
Better as a DC than he is as a head man. No, I'm just teasing.
No, he's not Mike Tomlin. Tomlin blinks too much.
No.
No, he's not.
And Tomlin worries about how he looks. Our boss wears the same thing every day.
The Patagonia looks good on him. And his hair is immaculate all the time.
It's actually a different Patagonia sweater.
He's kind of like Andy Reid. He'll chest bump you when he's mad.
By the way, we'll ask the boys what do they think their comps are and the other comps. Steiny and Goo joining us in about 40 minutes for the crossover every single Friday.
Goo is Aaron Glenn dancing on the sideline.
See, why does it have to be like a white guy for a white guy, black guy? He doesn't have to be Raheem Morris. He doesn't have to be Aaron Glenn. I kind of like the Sirianni one. Sirianni's not bad. I tell you who Goo does not want to be is Brian Schottenheimer. That's the guy you don't want to be. Yikes. Yikes. Who's Sam Lubman as an assistant coach? You got anyone out there?
Lubman. Oh, Lubman's Belichick's kid.
Steve?
Yeah, with the bad hair.
He's Steve?
I don't know what his hair looks like, but no, I assume it can't be bad.
You're better.
One of them has like the ponytail.
You're Robert Saleh. Sam, I'll give you Robert Saleh, except opposite hair, but you're fired up on those sidelines, man. Look at him, he's standing up.
Except the fact he's bald, jacked, tall, Armenian, and
Hold up. We're both pretty jacked.
Come on, dude. He's jacked up. There you go. Remember that when we had that lineup, the jacked up lineup here? Are we going to do that again? We're going to like come in the afternoon or like in the midday?
God, that was such a great week.
I know. It was awesome.
That was like a vacation.
Actually, the guy that Matt Nahegan looks most like is Mike Vrabel. Just Vrabel's huge.
Yeah, the same haircut.
Yeah.
I always thought he looked like him, too. I told him that. Yeah.
That's who it is.
Vrabel's a good one, too. And he gets a little surly when he wants to be, but he's a cool guy.
Who's
I'm doing some podcasts. Ooh, Bonte.
Lovey Smith.
Lovey? Hey, Lovey's got the sick
beard,
though.
When he had the beard.
Lovey? Lovey Dovey?
That was a joke.
Buddy Love?
Oh, no, Bonte thinks he's Tomlin. That's who he thinks he is.
No.
I mean, Bonte is the standard.
No, but Bonte would wrap his arm around someone. He's that kind of a coach. He'll come over, put his arm around someone, get a nice pulse for them. I think he thinks he's more of like a Pete Carroll type, to be honest. I think he would. I think he'd like Pete Carroll.
No, he thinks he's D'Amico Ryans. That's who he thinks he is.
Oh. It's not a bad one. Who is D'Amico, by the way? He's got a big smile on his face all the time. He's in a good mood. Yeah, that's not a bad one.
Yeah.
That's not a bad one. Although he was checking us on the mood a couple days ago. He said he didn't like the mood here.
Ponte's Todd Bowles? I don't think so. He's got way more personality.
No, yeah, Todd, like,
that's not right.
Todd,
Ponte's
like,
Andy Reid?
No. No one hears Andy. No one hears Andy Reid. No. 888-957-9570.
None of us is good enough.
Host to head coach comparisons. It could be in the NBA, too, but we'll keep it to the NFL right now. That's the cup of tea. By the way, remember we had a couple weeks ago, Kyle Shanahan's record against first-time head coaches, making their first start against him, and he's like, he has a great, plus, like, 750, like, winning percentage. That's why they're going to win again this week, because Kyle Shanahan over Liam Cohen. That's why they're going to win. Did you hear Robert Saleh yesterday, by the way, at the podium, kind of taking, like, a sneak? It wasn't a shot, per se. They're basically saying that Liam Cohen does a great job of, like, legally cheating. How did he put it? Like, it was very interesting. We'll get the exact sound, but Robert Saleh was basically saying that Liam Cohen, like, during a game, is able to flip the video and footage and call out things, like, immediately.
Okay.
Like, that. Not that it's cheating, But he's saying he just does it better than anyone else. I thought it was very fascinating how he put it.
Here's a suggestion.
Gamesmanship.
Is Sean McDermott Dan Dibley?
That's a better comp of what he probably looks like.
So we're just doing that white Irish guy thing, like Bill Burr, McDermott, Dibley, all looking the same?
And then who's that kicker for the Texans? That's another one that they signed. Yeah, it looks just like Bill Burr. It's a good one. I'm not mad at it. Can we get that Sala sound? He did speak yesterday. Robert Sala, Bobby Sala. 888-957-9570. We're doing...
Who do you think you are, though, in life?
I'm probably more like Nick Sirianni, to be honest. I got the bags under my eyes. He's Italian.
You need quality assistants hired by the above.
Yeah, but I put people in positions to succeed.
I just hate Sirianni so much.
We're winners, though, Joe. That's what we are. We're winners. That's what we do on this station. We win. That's what we do in this time slot. We win, baby. Just win. I think the coach thinks of himself more like Al Davis. He wants to be more of an Al Davis, just win, baby type. Maverick. He thinks he's innovative, right?
Who do you think you are, Carter?
I have no idea, Shasky. Who do you think I am?
Well, you're really jolly, and you have a great like demeanor about you, so...
Santa Claus, Sam
says. I was going to say Santa Claus?
No, you just
jolly?
You do.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who Lubman is. I don't know.
I said he's Robert Sala with more hair. I think he'll take that. He will.
That's too positive of a comp, though, so Shasky gets to think of something else.
Why can't we be positive here, right? Hey, Brock Purdy, what stands out about the Jaguars defense if you're going to be playing them against them this Sunday?
First three games, man, they've played together, tough defense. You could see that they're all playing with the chip on their shoulder, and it's a team that is hungry, you know, and I feel like they've found ways to win together, and, I mean, that's the NFL, man. You got to end up finding a way to win. It doesn't matter how, but at the end of the day, they've both offensively and defensively have come together, and they've won games, and so I really respect them for that, and obviously good front, really good front. Really good linebackers, they're secondary, they got talent, so it's going to be a really good challenge for us, and I'm excited for it.
He's excited for it. There's a lot of just coach, quarterback speak and all of that response. Has any coach or quarterback hourly said, God, I think their defense stinks. Like, we're going to crush them. That just doesn't. You always say, "God, these guys are really good." These guys are like they could be 1-14. God, they've been in every game. Seems really good. I get that you like have to do that. I really just wish someone would be honest with me, like Shanahan, and be like, "We're gonna wax this team. They stink. Like we should handle this team. If you're betting on us, take the over and the over on the Niners points." That's what I want them to say one of these days.
That would be incredible.
Like take the over on like Shanahan coming at the podium. Hey, FanDuel, DraftKings, yeah. Take the over. We're running it up. Now he'd get in trouble and like probably get fired, but you know, it'd be a great soundbite.
What if we were all former fired head coaches and Bonte was Antonio Pierce, Spadoni was Josh McDaniels?
Oh my God. I actually said Big Boss Man.
I'm Adam Gase.
I actually said Nahegan looked like Josh McDaniels. I said that Nahegan looked like Josh McDaniels once, and I don't think he liked that comp.
And then Lubman would be Steve Wilkes, because he's built for this.
He is built for this. You know
I
who
can
else
honestly
is?
Say I'm sort of built for this.
So we got
not in an arrogant way, but I've always believed is
yeah.
This is why I need the Saturday show, Nahegan. I'm built for this.
Orange and Black, Weekend Wrap. It's the best. Was the best?
It's just the Weekend Wrap now.
Oh, just the Weekend Wrap, not the Orange and Black anymore. You'll hear them tomorrow.
You're going to do some smelling salts.
Oh, you guys know who's joining us on the Weekend Wrap tomorrow?
Who?
It's not Dan Devone. It's one. I should tease on it. Nah, it's Carter.
Wait, what?
What?
Ooh. Carter, you're on air tomorrow?
I am, Spadone.
Oh, we got to dissect this on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Frontier Ford. Hurry to Frontier Ford. Lease the all-electric Mustang Mach-E for $225 a month, or buy with 0% APR, 72 months with a $2,000 rebate, federal EV tax credits on Mach-E, and F-150 Lightning expire September 30th. FrontierFord.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Past or present, who is the coach that closely resembles you? And without hesitation, he goes, Don Shula. And I start laughing. And Ken goes, you cannot be Don Shula. And Google goes, what do you mean? How much race was in your thought when you said that to me? And I was dying. I don't even know if I gave that out right. I couldn't stop laughing.
I'm sorry.
Don Shula.
Get out there,
Johnny Unitas.
He was so offended that producer Ken immediately said, no, you're not. He's like, why was he so dismissive? His Miami Dolphins sweatshirt says, no, you're not.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. I was crying.
I don't know enough about Don Shula, the person, to say who's him or not. I'm just going to be honest. I did say to Steiny, I told him to his face, I was like, I think you like Kyle Shanahan. He's like, you know what?
He's Finchy.
Well, that's who he wants to be, but he's not. He can't be. Finch got better hair than Steiny, too. No offense, Steiny.
Same glasses, though.
Yeah. Same demeanor, but not the same.
God, that was so funny. Goo is just the gift that keeps giving.
So
incredible.
We're going to talk to him about...
Without hesitation, I'm Don Shula.
We're going to talk to him about 25 minutes.
What?
We're going to talk to him on air in 25 minutes for the crossover. We got these smelling salts, these ammonia inhalants, and Goo said he's going to do it with me on air. Steiny said he's out, you're out, but Goo and I will do it. And I'm opening up right now. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this is going to be something. I feel like this is kind of like I don't know. Like this is like it is a drug technically. So I guess I am doing drugs on air, not like illegal ones. They are legal.
Oh, okay.
So I can do this. It's like taking Tylenol, right? I say that, and now I didn't even mean it for it to be that conscious.
What is going on here?
No, honestly, what is going on? Society can't even take Tylenol.
That's stupid. Don't say that again.
Can, so there's that. You think Mac Jones is going to start Sunday?
I mean, if they get him Tylenol'd up enough with that banged up knee.
No, but like, would you be surprised to see Purdy start, or are you like 70% he's starting?
I have no idea what they're going to do. I think they're going to run it right up to game time, and I think Purdy's going to probably try to get out there before everybody gets let through the stadium and out onto the field. And I bet he tries to like move around on the field, let's say 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll kind of have a better feel at that time.
So we've heard a lot from this guy this morning. It was a great interview. Tim Kawakami, SF Standard. Not only is he tapped in on the Warriors, he's also very tapped in on the red and gold in the San Francisco 49ers. He said yesterday, along with Willard and Dibbs, Brock Purdy will play on Sunday.
Brock Purdy's practicing this week. He's taking the first reps. All signs, even last week, where they're kind of pointing to this week against Jacksonville, seemed a little bit rushed last week if they were going to push him to do it. We know a turf toe, even if it's not exactly turf toe, is an injury that can be aggravated, and why make it worse in a game that they didn't desperately need to win? And if you could possibly win that game with Mac Jones, you're that much ahead of the game, and then you get Purdy back for this game. So he's going to start Sunday.
I mean, in fairness, I do think last week's game was more important than this week's game because it's a divisional opponent. I get what Tim's saying there, but he thinks Brock's going to play on Sunday. Is that the right move, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. With Thursday Night Football approaching in the short window after this Sunday's game against Jacksonville, is it worth the risk to do that? Is there a risk to do this? Because I do believe once you go to Brock, you're not yo-yoing the situation. It's not a, hey, you start, then Mac. No,
well, that would be the worst case.
Yeah, you don't want that.
So I'm leaning Mac, but I also understand, like, when your franchise quarterback says he wants to go out there and he wants to play, like, I get wanting to listen to him. You do have to be, you know, protective of him. I do think in certain situations you need to protect the player from themselves, and this might be one of them. It's tough for me to say, hey, lean on the doctors with this team, and their doctors can't get on the same page with Nick Bosa's ACL injury. I'm a little skeptical of things that are going on when it comes to the medical team.
I have the.
I don't even know if that's fair. It's just, it's kind of just my setting right now.
I have the sound that you're referring to right there after the confusion of the initial testing, because Shanahan didn't think it was an ACL because of the initial testing on the field. This is what Shanahan had to say a couple days ago speaking to the media about that.
I think it's the process of however they check it with their hands on the sideline. There's a test that they can do that can show whether it definitely is or not, and it didn't show that. But Nick was adamant that it was, so that's why when I was told, his ACL tested out clean, but Nick's pretty confident he has one, so we're pretty worried. I think that was the case. It's all of the player, and he's doing some high knees just to make sure, but it confirmed it didn't feel right. And they did say when you do have had it before, sometimes it doesn't tear as clean, so the hand test doesn't work, and you got to wait for them. MRI and pretty much exactly what happened in his situation.
Nick knew immediately. Nick was like, dude, I've had this injury.
The athletes know.
He knows. And a guy that is that in tuned with his physique and the workouts and the training, he knew immediately.
Which is pretty alarming.
Yeah.
You know, like, and this thing, like, I'm seeing people online, well, it's a clean one, so it's good. And, you know, Aiyuk's wasn't clean. And, dude, none of these injuries are clean, quote unquote. We talked to Dr. Naropan, and he's like, we don't use in the medical fields the term clean or not.
Well, because you can't tell until you open up the body. Like, there's a reason you have surgery. It's you have to get in there and actually see it. There's only so much you could see, whether it's an MRI, an ultrasound, whatever, X-ray, right? There's only so much you can see until you have to actually open up the body and look inside, and then you'll determine it. There's no such thing, again, as you mentioned, and Dr. Nalpangia, UCSF Health did, like, as a clean tear that's totally without any complications. It doesn't happen.
I know we want to find silver linings in anything, but, like, sometimes things just are what they are. It's a crummy injury.
It's a torn ACL.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no sugarcoating it.
Exactly.
That is what it is. Speaking of not sugarcoating anything, I referenced before the break Robert Saleh on the Jaguars, and this was the term. I said cheating, all right? That was the wrong word to use. It's not what Robert Saleh said at all. I apologize. He said legally stealing signs. So, you know, sign stealing is a thing we like to usually attribute to what? Baseball, right? Stealing signs, runner on second. You know, you have the pitch comm now, so you'd think that that's pretty much gone away. But there's still some gamesmanship when it comes to that stuff. Obviously, the Astros are very well aware of that. Trash cans on line one.
Or if you're the Michigan guy who is stealing signs.
There
in
you
the
go.
Stands.
This is what Robert Saleh had to say yesterday on the Jaguars legally stealing signs.
Jacksonville, this is a very young, but it's a very talented group. You know, Liam and his staff, a couple of guys coming from Minnesota, you know, they've got a really advanced, signal stealing type system where they always find a way to put themselves in an advantageous situation. They do a great job with it. They formation you to try to find any nugget they can. So we've got to be great with our signals and, we got to be great with our communication and combat some of the tells that we might give on the field. So they're almost elite in that regard. That whole entire tree from Sean to Kevin O'Connell to all those guys, they all do it. So there's challenges. They're going to catch us in some situations where they have the advantage, and we just got to play good, sound, fundamental football and do our best to execute them.
Interesting how he said it was Sean, Kevin O'Connell, and Liam Cohen. Obviously, all offensive guys, obviously run the same or similar types of offenses. Very interesting to hear that from the defensive coordinator. Hey, you know what? They steal signs better than anyone. It's legal. You make
You're
sure
looking
it's
for any little tip. Hey,
yeah.
The running back is got his hand on his left hip when he's doing a swing pass, or you know, this wide receiver looks at this particular area on the field when it's a run play. In baseball, the amount of guys that are sitting on the dugout on the bench that are looking for any telltale sign for a pitcher, how they, you know, change their glove, catch the ball back, like, This is what everyone's looking for. They're all looking for an advantage. I don't think this is cheating in any form or fashion. It's gamesmanship.
Why bring it up, I guess, is my question. Why do you think he felt the need to bring it up? Is it giving him compliments?
I don't know.
Is it to, like, you know, kind of put him down a little? Yeah, well, they're doing these things that are technically legal, but it's, you know, they're kind of, you know, it's the gamesmanship of it. I don't know if it's clean per se. Yeah, but is he, or maybe I'm looking too much into it, and he's giving him credit, and he's saying, hey, kudos to them.
It's a great question. I don't even know why you would bring it up.
Right? This is what also he expounded on.
Maybe he wants the league to look into it. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he's doing that. Robert Saleh on who the Jaguars are sign stealing from.
Robert, who are stupid question, but who are they stealing the signals from?
That's the ultimate trick, you know, whether it's people from the sideline or whether it's our individual hand signals, whatever nugget they can find, they're going to they catch it, and they always happen to find themselves in good situations based on the coverage you showed. Like, and it's there's nothing illegal about it, and I'm not suggesting that. It's just you can tell that they've got a can system that's getting them into a very advantageous position multiple times during the course of a game.
Now, what you don't want to do as a reporter, and God bless, I think it was Eric Branch there, stupid question, but Joe, what are you eating for lunch today? Like, come on. Like, but Sam, say the one you said in my ear while this was happening. Just do it.
Be like if someone tonight, it's like, you know, hey, Bob, stupid question. You going to be here on Monday?
Bob,
you won't, Sam. Are you covering the game this weekend?
You don't have the guts.
That's a let John Shea ask that question.
You don't have the guts.
You don't want to step on the toes there?
From the guy who's never been in a media scrum.
I never said that I wanted to be.
Wait, I thought we were all having a good time. Hey, we don't need to shot anymore.
Yeah,
hey,
we just have it.
You guys need some smelling salts in the back? We're going to do some in about 20 minutes on air.
As a connoisseur of journalism, I just wish that the profession was more honored.
Hey, no, you're right. I don't. I let the bigger writers do that question.
Hey, Robert Saleh, has any other team ever stolen signs?
Were there findings? I was like, damn, how'd they know to get to that play? Yeah, you know, we dealt with it in Minnesota last year. They got us into a couple of situations. You can see it on tape when they're studying. It's like, damn, how'd they know to be in that call at that time? And, you know, we've experienced it with the Rams a little bit, but it's not a uncommon thing. They're just this group of people, they're pretty damn good at it.
You know, Sam just triggered me on something.
Oh, great.
One thing that I've learned, and I get everyone comes up their way, and I understand that.
Frank Sinatra.
What makes me is the ability to be able to let it loose on whoever I want, whenever I want. And if I have relationships with someone, I'm less likely, in a good way, I'm less likely to be honest with the audience about them. That's just human nature. When you introduce yourself to someone and when you meet someone and you break bread or you hang out or they're decent to you, you're less likely to be as critical of them. I don't care what industry you're in.
Or you could do both. Brian Baldinger does it very well. He's very critical and tight with all these players, is he not? He's told us about it.
No
doubt,
but he's also got access and levels of credibility very few people can reach.
Okay.
So I think it's a little different, right? Radnitz said years ago, I stopped going into locker rooms because I realized I couldn't rip. It was like a joke because he didn't really rip anyone. But I couldn't rip anyone and be honest and say how I wanted to feel. So I had to take a step back. And it allowed me to be able to have more candid conversations about the teams and the individuals. And again, everyone has their own algorithm. Like when I used to listen to Bob Fitzgerald on his show, I knew Bob was going to be very, you know, glowing when it came to how he spoke about the Warriors. Right? Like, I know who I'm talking to. When we bring Dave Fleming on, Dave's a Giants employee. Like, Dave's going to give you...
I live with these people.
Exactly.
I love these people. They're part of my family.
Like, Dave's going to give you only so much, and that's not a knock. I think that's just the reality. If someone meets me on the street, and they go, hey, what's up with 95.7? I can't stand... I'm just going to throw out... I can't stand Lubman, or Steiny, or Guru, or Spadoni, or whatever. Like, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I can't stand them either. Like... Even though I can't stand Lubman, I'm like, dude, I love Lubman.
Yeah.
Or that was like, a joke there, Lubman. You didn't get that last.
Or you say, hey, I just appreciate that you're listening. And like feel some like that's what I would say. It's like I've met people, Joe, to your point, that say, dude, I freaking hate your takes.
Exactly.
And I hate all of it. But I listen to your show. I was like, you know what? That's all I want. Thank you.
To each their own. Like, yeah. I always know the source that I'm going to. When I click on the Rogan channel on like a stream, like, I'm doing it because I kind of know what he's like, what he's going to get into. You know what I mean? When I click on David Lombardi's stream, I kind of know the angle that he's going to go with. And Grant Cohn's stream, I kind of know, I have an idea of the angle that they're going to go with, right? And so, like, you see with Bob Myers on ESPN. Like, I love Bob Myers, and it's one of the people, like, he smartly buttered me up. It's hard for me to criticize him. But when I hear him talk about the Warriors on ESPN, I know that, like, he's going to see things through a glowing prism. He's not going to crush them. That's life, everyone. So this thing about me going into the scrum with Bob Melvin, no, you need me over here on this side, Lubman. I need you in that scrum with John Shea. You need me over here crushing him on the daily. Otherwise, I can't be me. Who else is going to call him out first at the trough about him pinch hitting with Wilmer Flores and not having Bryce Eldridge there?
No, Shasta, you give a good point. I give you a hard time about
it. There are snipers in the military, and then there's infantry. Like, everyone has their job and their duty, all right? I'm part of the media wing, but me being on the front lines of the scrum probably is not best served for our audience.
You're Chris Kyle? Is that what you're saying?
I'm more of like a lieutenant.
Well, no, again, I think Shasky's making a good point. And yeah, I'm probably a little too intense. And yeah, we rib each other about stuff like that.
We're both
on my side of it, it's like, yeah, like I'm not going to just go up to someone and be like, hey, you're going to be here on Monday. Because that's, A, it's unprofessional. It's
contact.
Like, for me, like I'm one of the few people who talks on air and gives opinions about this team and then goes into the clubhouse. Like, not very many people do that. And so, like, is a level, like, I'm never going to just come out and be like, insert person here should not be here, because I still have to go into the clubhouse and be around that person. Now, if they come up and confront me on it, that'll be a very not fun thing for me, and maybe that'll happen someday. So, yeah, there is two sides. Like, I'm one side of the how it all works. Shasky, you are the other side, and yeah, it's a symbiotic relationship that makes this whole thing go.
I'm going to give a couple of people some credit here. Right, Chris Haynes, who does the NBA.
Yes.
I know he's very tapped in. But it's through the LeBron clutch prism.
He's got a bunch, sources from a particular individual or set of individuals.
Right? Yes. Like, I just know that, okay? Dave McMenamin has been covering the NBA forever. He's never going to say anything negative about LeBron.
Yeah.
Ever. And, like, that's fine. That doesn't mean that he's not useful and doesn't play an important part in the media. I understand where the source is coming from.
Yeah. For the longest time, people said that about Brian Windhorst, and then, you know, LeBron went at him, I guess, like a year or two ago and was like, Windy, we're not best friends. And then Windhorst was like, I never said we were best friends. I was just reporting on you because you were giving me information. And I was reporting upon it. And Windhorst, to his credit, he's actually become a really good, like, senior NBA reporter. After coming up of just being the guy that covered LeBron, he's actually got a very diverse set of sources all around the league. He's very tapped in. He was the one, I mean, hell, the literal meme we all make fun of is the one that's like, his fingers pointed up. What's going on here? Because he knew something was happening.
Yes,
with the Jazz, and they made a big trade, and Rudy Gobert, and everything.
I always find it interesting. Like, and like I've done it. We'll criticize various branches on the media tree, and well, you're not doing your job, and you're not doing this, and you're not doing that. It's like everybody plays an important role, and you know I view it as a buffet table. If you're a part of the audience. How do you want to consume the food? What are you looking for? Do you want hash browns today, or do you want diced potatoes?
I can go for some home fries.
Do you want eggs Benedict, or do you want sausage links?
Can I get an omelet?
Exactly. Denver. And so I think the discerning ear now has so many options, and I'm grateful for those that tap into this show. And me not being in the scrum allows me to crush Bob Melvin and say that the Giants should have fired him during the middle of the season and should fire him on Sunday. I like him. He's a good dude. He's done. We need to go in a different direction.
Liam Cohen responded, by the way, to Robert Saleh. We'll get to that in a second. But first, before we get to Fast Five, Joe, that was well said. I appreciate your perspective on this.
I'm doing this big journalism presentation tomorrow.
Where?
At Reardon High School.
Oh, I saw Steven Rizzotto's a part of that, too.
Yeah,
one of our producers
here. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, and I don't consider myself a journalist. I mean, you guys have worked with me long enough. I don't consider myself a journalist. I know I do.
Well, there's like, media, and then broadcast. There's journalists.
Yeah, I do media. I don't do journalism.
There's a difference between being a broadcaster and being a broadcast journalist.
Like, no one's calling Dave Fleming a journalist.
Yeah, but, like, is a food critic a journalist? No. I don't think they are.
I don't know enough about the food
critic world.
It's
in the journalism field somewhere. I just don't know where. I'm kind of like a sports critic.
I don't hate that comp. I don't know, to Sam's point, I don't know enough about food critic, like, backgrounds to, like, give that any credence. But I'm assuming it's similar because you're giving an opinion on something.
Exactly.
And people value said opinion. So, yeah. Steve's in San Francisco, wants to talk before.
That, huh? It got me thinking.
I like the food critic, sports critic one. That's
a good one.
Like
they're part of journalism, but they're not necessarily a real journalist.
I'm just so hungry, Joe.
Because why? Food's subjective.
I'm hungry for it. And you know what? I'll say this about my food criticism. I'm not above talking glowingly about a McDonald's order sometimes. Sometimes, this is why I loved, and rest in peace, Anthony Bourdain, he didn't feel he was good enough. Like, he was too good for, like, the dirty water hot dog. He didn't feel like he was too good for that stuff. He knew his roots, and he stuck to them. Shout out the Oakland roots, right? There you go. Oh, not enough time for Steve? Sorry, Steve. Steiny and Google will get to you in about 30 minutes. Before that, Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Siskel and Ebert over here, am I right? Movie critics. There you go.
I mean, this is what I do, dude. There is an indie wrestler. Independent, it's like, you know, backyard style wrestling. His name is Jesus. And he wrestles without ever touching his opponents. So, like, imagine from across the room you're doing, like, choke slams.
Oh,
and the person's
God.
Jumping in the air and falling on their own. I have to go see Jesus, the wrestler. I think this is such a great character. He's dressed in exactly what you think Jesus would be dressed in, with long hair, kind of looking like Lubman's hair. It's incredible. Did you see the video?
No, it's like South Park Cartman when he's like,
when he's a sidekick.
That's one of the best episodes ever.
It's so good.
Their episodes are the best. I'm making you pick one character from South Park. You can only pick one.
I think we're all going to take the same one.
Randy Marsh?
It's Randy Marsh.
He's the best.
Although Cartman's a close second.
Cartman's
an honorable mention to a newer character, because it's hard to introduce like a recent character and have him be like PC Principal's all time. And the fact that PC Principal is like not PC anymore.
He's not woke.
The funniest part of it.
He's like, nah, dude.
He's bent the knee principal.
Was he?
Bent the knee principal.
Bent the knee. Yeah, he bent the knee. Strong woman. What do you got, Sammy?
My final thoughts, I want to give a shout-out to a guy who has done a lot of journalism over the last 40 years, and that is our friend over at KCBS, Eric Thomas, who is, after 40 long years, is finally calling it a career. Of course, he's been at KCBS for a while. He was on the Channel 7 Morning News for a while as well. You know, I used to watch the news in the morning, you know, before school as a kid, because I was one of those weirdos. And, Eric, he was on my TV screen every morning on Channel 7. So, shout-out to you, Eric. Have a very happy retirement.
So you actually woke up and watched the news in the morning?
Like I said, I was a weirdo.
Oh my God, I'm watching this Jesus video.
It's hilarious.
That is an incredible.
It's hilarious.
The fact that he did like the invisible choke slam did it at the same time.
And the crowd's going crazy.
They say this finisher is called the WWJD. What would Jesus drop kick?
That's so good.
That's all time, Carter. That's all time.
Yeah, my final thought of the day is very simple. The TVSA has got to pick it up.
We are
getting smoked in the Ryder Cup. We won 1-3, and we lost the last Ryder Cup. I'm over it, man. Let's figure this out.
I'm dogging Rory McIlroy before the show. I'm like, shank it, shank it, shank it. And like all of a sudden, these guys are like, nah, he's not going to shank it. He hits one within what, inches? It's like a kick-in.
6 inches.
I mean, geez, I hate Rory.
6 inches. Pretty big, some say. That was the Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the 5-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years guaranteed. The crossover with Steiny and Goo is coming up next.
Shula.
We got some smelling salts. Goo said he's going to do them. I'm going to do one. I wonder if Steiny and Shasky are. Brought to you by
Don't
Fremont
get
Bank.
High off your own supply.
Here for you. Here for good.
I'm tired of getting pushed around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Out. Shasky,
what do you
we
mean?
Ain't heard one for you, Spadoni.
Oh, I need to record them, that's why.
Well, thanks a lot. But when you go back to Steiny and Goo in the good, that real.
I'm going to redo it, though.
No.
Back with Steinmetz, a.k.a. Finchie, and Don Shula. I can't believe
the Black Don Shula.
Is there any Daniel other kind? Well, I mean... He's an Italian. It's all right. We have respect for that.
I mean, the question is, can you give yourself the coach you want, or do other people give you the coach they think you are?
Well, Shasky asked me, so I said Don Shula.
Yeah, I asked him. Who would you put for me? I'll let him filibuster.
You know what? I would give you Jerry Glanville.
Oh, I like that.
He tried to book him on the show a couple weeks ago.
I love Jerry.
By the way, it is the crossover, Steiny and Goo with Spadoni and Chasky, the Morning Roast, every single Friday at this time. And yeah, we were talking about like coaching comps for 95.7 The Game hosts. And I said you were Kyle Shanahan, Steiny. I said that.
I would take that.
Yeah, I know you would.
I would absolutely take that.
How about this one for dibs?
Give it to me.
Dayball or Sean McDermott?
See, that's just...
I like the McDermott.
As Dibs would say, that's mean-spirited.
I got it.
No, actually, 13-2 on his bets.
I got him as Pete Carrill. The old
that
Princeton
is such
coach
a deep
who
cut.
Was yeah. a little bit diminutive,
he used
but
to
a
coach
genius.
Two Dibs.
Who? Not Pete Carroll?
From Princeton.
Pete Carrill. Are you the guy, the old Princeton yeah. I shouldn't have used.
But don't.
You have to pull out your AARP cards with that one?
Yeah. Okay, a couple for Willard that I heard.
Like, give me Willard.
One of them was Brandon Staley.
See, Willie. No, you know who Willard is? To me,
Willard's smarter than
Willard's
him.
Willard's Pete Carroll.
We've talked we about that, but
oh,
Pete's
Pete
too
Carroll.
Old.
Yeah,
Pete Carroll. USC.
I said he's more Kevin O'Connell. He's very nice. He's
like
a nice guy. Kevin O'Connell.
That's a good call.
That's
a good
one.
Kevin O'Connell for Willard.
Cool guy.
Cliff Kingsbury?
That I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Cliff's way too cool for any of us. Let's be honest. The guy's going like Thailand with like no socks on. He's pretty
cool.
Who
did you get Spadoni?
Oh, I say he's Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels. No, I got Shane Steichen. I got Shane Steichen because of his schnoz.
Jay so Mack.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm the young guy.
He had 100 jobs.
Someone said Liam Cohen for Chasky.
Yeah, I don't like that one. Let me ask you guys this question.
That's supposed to like
I don't
him.
Like that
yeah.
one. Let me ask you guys this.
I was thinking more of I would be like a Buddy Ryan.
Buddy Ryan.
Yeah.
No, but you don't want to fight people.
Yeah, well, he did on Monday.
He only fought somebody once.
Yeah, it was only once.
Or like a Scott Skiles. Remember him?
led the NBA in assists in one game.
No, I'm talking about him as a coach, though.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it.
Feisty.
Dibs is more, confrontation.
Yeah, it's all right, but that's okay. William Dibs, you can check him out in the other crossover. You guys got two crossovers today. What is the difference between us and them? Be honest. With the crossover.
Theirs is more exciting because the day's coming to the end. No, nothing. Butch didn't take that personal. This is the best.
You literally just said it's more exciting. So.
Yeah, because we're about to get...
It's like me. I can sniff the finish line.
Not to me.
Hey, Butch, that's all I'm saying.
This is more exciting to me.
Oh, thank you, Simon.
Dread the Willard confrontation.
2 o'clock. We've got 4 hours under our belt. We're ready to roll.
Okay.
And they come in. They get to come in right off the bat and say, yeah, a couple things during your guys' show. You guys are off base.
Well, he didn't do that much anymore.
6 minutes left in the show, and you're wondering how much you should invest.
But that's like Spadoni asking your love, your current girlfriend, who's the best lover you ever had? Oh, how do I answer this?
You're pretty good. You're in the top five. To a girlfriend. Oh, my God.
You're
who's
the best
lover you ever had? I hope it's me.
Spadoni set me up.
It's like asking, you don't ask the body count.
It's like Liar Liar, where he's like, he's lying in bed. She goes, was that the best you ever had? Had that better.
Oh, no, the best line, Liar, Liar.
That is great.
It was the best.
That's my guy.
And then he gets in the elevator. Hey, how's it hanging? Short shriveling to the left.
Dude, it's so good.
It's all time.
Okay, if you had to choose, Liar, Liar or Me, Myself, and Irene.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Liar, Liar.
It's so funny when you have
Liar, Liar.
Oh, God.
His adopted sons, hey, they're a quarter Italian.
Dude, it's his whole character.
Oh, my God.
Stoney's like, what are you guys talking about?
Jim Carrey was just...
I guess this is your guy. This is your guys' opportunity, though, Steiny and Goo, to do what Willard and Dibs do to you guys. Do you guys have any gripes about what we talked about this morning? Do you have anything that I said that you want to, confront?
I tried to think when I was listening this morning on the way to bar, you were talking about...
Kerr and Kuminga. We had a lot of Kuminga talk today.
Talking about the three things this weekend.
Oh, yeah, the headlines.
Melvin.
Rank them. Melvin goes. Okay. This happens this weekend. How would you come in on Monday.
Right.
What takes precedent for the show? Niners beat Jaguars. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Bob Melvin gets fired. Or Jonathan Kuminga situation gets resolved. I think Kuminga might be the number one story. Which is crazy after an NFL weekend.
I got to see what happens in the Niners game.
Okay.
But it's just one game.
Well, that's the thing. Niners win 31-10. I think we're looking at Kuminga.
Okay.
Niners in a tight one, and they pull it out, and they're 4-0. And now the Rams short week, I think it'll be the Niners.
Okay.
Niners lose, it's going to be the Niners.
I agree with that.
Now, is it Mac Jones winning, too, is another angle? Or
we're
is
not
going
to have to worry about it. It's Brock Purdy's quarterbacking.
How do you know?
Oh, gosh, all the signs are there.
What signs?
What signs? Kyle Shanahan used the word should. It's over.
No, he
Joe, hold on.
He said if he continues to progress.
Oh, like he's progressing.
Which means if you're progressing means you're not healthy then. You're progressing.
Like Joe, what it means is they can pinpoint the exact point before the game where he'll be 100%.
Was he progressing last week?
Oh, yeah.
Was he trending to starting last week?
No.
Why? What's different? He's still limited in practice.
Time. The extra week.
And if you were so sure, Stoney, they would already say he's starting.
Okay.
Well, I played a little cat and mouse.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, just cat and mouse. That's
okay. So you think he is, I'm not a betting man. You think that he is starting. Yeah. I grew up, my dad worked at an off track betting place. So like I would bet sometimes on the ponies.
The original OTB bet.
That's fine. But I don't know about this one. It's like health based. I don't know. But what if he stubs his toe on a Lego at home? Mm. I don't know, Steiny. That could be it.
You
for him.
Seem to want to bet. What were you?
I think Purdy's going to play.
Are you confident in him?
In him?
In this week, like no rust, no nothing?
Yeah, he's fine. You got to get him out there before the Rams game.
No, I disagree.
Look how this dude.
I disagree. I think you bring him back for the Rams game. Like, this is your franchise quarterback,
Rusty,
Steiny.
3 weeks out. Yeesh. So the Rams are going to be clicking on all cylinders, and here comes a Rusty Brock.
You want him coming back and then immediately playing 4 days later?
Oh, yeah.
On a toe injury?
I think so. What better gauge to get on a guy?
You're so full of now the way you're speaking.
I'm just telling you, I think he's going to start something.
He's got the birthday glove.
And the Harry Carey specs.
He's got the birthday glove.
What about the Harry Carey?
We're burying the lead.
Oh, you are right, Spadoni.
Nah, dog, give me 50.
It. Louder.
Give me
louder.
The 50. Hold on. This one. No, this is the weakest one.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
45 years old?
Go, Steiny. It's your birthday. We go party like it's your birthday.
61?
Hey.
Shut up, Spadoni.
Why are you so offended?
Spadoni and ages, man.
Whatever your number is,
that's did you hear him yesterday with Neil O'Brien?
Oh,
just like tripling down on the age. I go, dude, just back off it.
Wow.
I didn't hear the interview. I was looking at some of the comments,
and they
were mentioning that Spadoni was a little bit dehydrated.
Oh, wow.
He's a little bit thirsty.
Spadoni,
He was trying to hydrate.
I can't even see anyone on this because I have like YouTube disabled, so I couldn't even see who I'm talking to.
Man.
She's good.
The Italian stallion.
Like, command is the word.
Well, we're going to play some of her just because nobody knows anything about the Jaguars.
At all.
So we'll play a little of her to give you some info on that.
Well, we do know that they like to sign steal. Do you see that? That's a big
legal.
I don't know. Why did Saul have to bring it up, though? He's clearly has a problem about it.
I know nothing about it. I just saw a headline that said, Saleh says Jaguars steal legal. Like, legally.
Yeah, but why bring it up?
What? I don't even know what it is. What happened?
You want to listen?
Yeah,
here you go. Robert Saleh yesterday.
Jacksonville, this is a very young, but it's a very talented group. You know, Liam and his staff, a couple of guys coming from Minnesota, you know, they've got a really advanced, signal stealing type system where they always find a way to put themselves in an advantageous situation. They do a great job with it. They formation you to try to find any nugget they can. So we've got to be great with our signals and, we got to be great with our communication and combat some of the tells that we might give on the field. So they're almost elite in that regard. That whole entire tree.
All right. So he's but the way he went legally signs it.
But what does that mean? Like, what does that mean practically? What are they doing? They're looking at Shanahan when he's
hand signal audibles.
Yeah.
Things like that. Checks.
And he said it's not only Liam Cohen, but it's that entire tree. The Rams do it with Sean McVay and Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings.
You'll see, like, Fred Warner, for example, before the ball is snapped, he'll come up to the line. And again, I'm probably mixing up lots of things. Someone who's more educated would know. But he'll hit the X's sometimes. He'll kill, 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 which means maybe they were going to do one thing and now they're going to do another. Now, that's typically done by Shanahan quarterbacks. They have two plays. They have the run and the pass play. Kill gets them out of one play and into the other. So, I don't know. There's a lot of different hand signals that the defense uses.
Mm. Let me take a stab at the big three. Melvin first. Him getting fired, because that is totality. That could be the final. It could be over for Bob Melvin and the Giants and Buster looking for first manager in this regime. Kuminga, wake me up. I don't know why.
I'm selfishly, I just want him on the Warriors this year, and I think that's what's going to happen. So there really is no drama. Miss me with the Kings. They've revisited it. He ain't going nowhere. So the Niners, there's like what? After there'll be 13 more of these games, and we'll get into it. They'll be undefeated. But, man, I'm just – and we got into it yesterday, and Stoney took an L. He thinks he won. The Giants are better than what we've seen, and for too much of this season, I don't know, has been the mantra from the manager to the players. It is time to go, because when they got
– Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.